Have you ever watched someone effortlessly work a room and wondered what secret power they possess? That knot in your stomach before entering a networking event, or those fumbled conversations on first dates despite rehearsed clever lines, these are universal experiences. While human connection forms the foundation of our existence, genuine communication remains elusive for many. The good news? These skills aren't innate talents reserved for the naturally charismatic. They're learnable techniques that improve with practice. As Oprah Winfrey noted after interviewing thousands, all 30,000 had one thing in common. They all wanted validation. This universal desire is the first step toward meaningful communication with anyone you encounter. First impressions happen in milliseconds before words are exchanged. At her company happy hour, Monica watched colleagues transform. Uptight Caroline became animated, stern Bill cracked jokes, and seemingly cold Mary revealed warmth. These shifts highlight how powerfully body language shapes perceptions. Stand straight with shoulders back, head up, and hands visible. Position legs shoulder-width apart and square your body toward others. Avoid holding items in front of you, which signals defensiveness. Mirroring, subtly matching other speech patterns and energy, creates subconscious rapport. We naturally prefer people who remind us of ourselves. Eye contact requires balance. The line between confident engagement and uncomfortable staring is thin. If sustained eye contact is difficult, focus on the bridge of someone's nose. Breaking eye contact, once established, can signal weakness, similar to dominance displays in nature. Physical contact norms vary across cultures. Americans typically maintain larger personal bubbles than Latin Americans. A proper handshake requires medium firmness, palm facing medially, shaking from the elbow while maintaining eye contact for about 3 seconds. Creating intimacy with strangers means balancing distance, volume, and contact, what charismatic people master as the reality distortion effect. Beginning conversations often feels intimidating. With today's shrinking attention spans, engaging others quickly is crucial. Avoid conversation killers like cliched weather or occupation questions. Instead, craft open-ended questions that encourage dialogue, like a ping-pong match where conversation bounces naturally. Don't make presumptions or offer excessive compliments about innate traits. Instead, compliment choices they've made, their hairstyle, outfit, or drink selection. Use environmental cues like t-shirt designs or background music to find common ground. Creative icebreakers that invite mild vulnerability work well, especially when you share small embarrassments first. The goal is building empathy, not just sympathy. Empathy means understanding emotions behind what someone says and validating their feelings, even when disagreeing with their opinions. As conversation progresses, gradually increase intensity with more probing questions. Think of it like warming up before exercise. Starting with light topics before moving to deeper subjects builds momentum naturally. Communication styles must adapt to different environments while maintaining authenticity. In professional settings, align your approach with career goals. For advancement, master company politics and build strategic relationships. For leadership, balance authority with approachability. Respect everyone regardless of position, not just those who can help your career. Simple acknowledgments make colleagues feel valued. Avoid disparaging other roles or complaining about your work. Remember that office gossip spreads rapidly. Assume everything you say will be heard by everyone. Family relationships often suffer from taking each other for granted. Parents may view children as extensions of themselves rather than individuals. Many couples become blind to relationship issues until reaching breaking points. Ideal partnerships demonstrate mutual respect, maintain attraction over time, regularly express appreciation, and share fundamental values. Making friends in new social situations requires understanding group dynamics. The dinner party problem shows conversations naturally splinter with more than 4 people, making groups of 5 ideal for joining, as one person is likely being left out. Men typically bond through shared activities, while women bond primarily through conversation, using activities as backdrops for deeper discussions. Leadership extends beyond technical competence to skillful communication and self-awareness. True leadership fosters team cohesion through attraction, belonging, coordination, and shared emotions rather than asserting authority. Create an environment where employees speak freely and use presumptive questions rather than vague inquiries to uncover issues effectively. Listening means understanding meaning, not just hearing words. Joshua's first date with Sadie demonstrates this failure. Despite good text conversations, his internal anxiety causes him to miss details she's already shared. Listeners fall into four categories: non-listeners, absorb nothing; marginal listeners, hear sounds but miss meaning; evaluative listeners, listen but miss nuance; and active listeners, who fully engage. Active listening requires five elements: not interrupting, maintaining genuine interest, postponing evaluation, organizing information effectively, and showing interest through mirroring and appropriate responses. The essential ingredient is empathy, understanding others' perspectives rather than centering yourself. This skill functions as a life cheat code for understanding unstated desires and needs. By giving full attention, you gather complete information for better problem-solving while showing you value the other person. When conversations go wrong, prioritize de-escalation over being right. Maintain composure with good posture, visible relaxed hands, and non-aggressive eye contact. The sympathetic approach assumes the person is having a bad day. Let them vent fully, validate their emotions, and offer solutions. Never tell customers they're wrong when tensions are high. Offering choices, even small ones like, "Would you prefer to talk here or outside?" helps restore their sense of agency. When reason fails, switch to the tough approach. Personalize the interaction by exchanging names, making dehumanization harder. Clearly state needed behaviors. "I need you to lower your voice." Use the foot-in-the-door technique by starting with small, agreeable requests. Joe Biden demonstrated effective tension management during the 2020 presidential debates. Rather than responding defensively to personal attacks or counterattacking, he showed dignity by acknowledging his son's addiction struggles while expressing pride in his recovery, showing how compassion rather than hostility can diffuse provocative situations. You don't need a personality overhaul to become more social. Just recognize that an extroverted nature is a mode you can activate when needed. Think of it as shifting between different social gears rather than permanently changing who you are. For introverts building social skills, start small by engaging cashiers with questions or compliments. Attend live music venues where you share interests. Try speed dating for structured conversation practice, or join creative or fitness classes where discussions naturally flow around shared activities. Develop confidence with eye contact through gradual exposure. Practice brief eye contact with strangers or maintain it during casual interactions like ordering food. Consider it budget exposure therapy. Introversion can be a strength when leveraged properly. When quiet people speak, their words carry weight. Speak firmly and slightly louder for important points, and embrace silence as a tool that can let points resonate or encourage others to share more. The journey to better communication is about finding your authentic voice, not becoming someone else. Each successful exchange builds your social confidence. Remember that most people focus more on themselves than judging you. When you genuinely care about understanding others, your authentic self shines through, making interactions feel less like a performance and more like a natural human exchange.